What's going on, Dog Pound? I'm Andrew Gribble, filling in for Jim Donovan, and this is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns have been off the last couple days, but it's been a busy day, busy 24 hours of transactions. It involved putting two of the team's top veterans on season-ending injured reserve. On Monday, defensive back Joe Hayden, who's been out since November 1st with a concussion, was placed on season-ending IR, putting an end to a really, for what he described as a personally disappointing season for him that's been plagued by injuries ever since the start of it. Now, when they put Joe Hayden on injured reserve, they were able to make a couple transactions. The team dropped offensive lineman Gabe Eichard, replaced his spot on the roster with offensive lineman Caleb Johnson. Also, the team signed wide receiver Ronnell Hall off the Tampa Bay's practice squad, and he'll add some depth at that wide receiver position, which was hurt with the placement of Brian Hartline on injured reserve, who injured his collarbone in Sunday's win over San Francisco. Now, Hartline is a big loss for the Browns offense. He's been playing a lot of good football over the last 4 weeks, and Hartline had really become a top target in this passing offense for the Cleveland Browns, no matter who the quarterback was, and had his biggest game of the season yet on Sunday before he went down with that collarbone injury. So he'll be severely missed in this passing game that will be led by Johnny Manziel the rest of the season. Now, when Brian Hartline was put on the injured reserve today, the Browns addressed a need at running back and signed Daryl Richardson. Richardson will take the spot of Glenn Winston for this upcoming game this Sunday after Winston suffered a concussion this past week against the 49ers. The Browns are feeling really good at the running back position after what they saw out of Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson. And Daryl Richardson, a guy who's put up some yards with the St. Louis Rams in the past, will provide that insurance that Winston had in the past. That's it for today's two-minute drill. Make sure to check out ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the week as the Browns get ready for Sunday's showdown with the Seattle Seahawks.